All right. Welcome to the February 2011 meeting of BlendSig, the world's first virtual online Blend user group. Today with us we have Adam Kinney, who I didn't actually have a title or a company for you, Adam, so I'm going to go ahead and jump through this, folks. I'll put it up again at the end since we're running a couple minutes behind. So I know you're a designer, developer, consultant. A lot of us, of course, know you as being a former technical evangelist for Blend with Microsoft. So tell us a little bit about where you are and what you're doing today.
Well, so yes, I used to be working for Microsoft, Silverlight, and Blend Evangelist. Before that, I worked on the Channel 9 team. And now, starting last July, I left Microsoft to get out into the wild and enjoy doing the work and not just talking about it. So that's what I've been doing for the last 7 months now, and I'm really enjoying it.
Great. Let's see. So we have some questions here on BlendSig that are kind of like the Inside the Actor Studio questions. So just a few questions we ask everybody as part of our little interview process. So your history with Blend, you worked on the team. How long or with the team, you know, what would you consider your history with Blend? When did you start working with it?
Well, so I was on the evangelism team, so we worked with the product teams. And once Silverlight came out, that's really when I started, at least with Silverlight, like everybody else. It was really around Blend 3. So the whole time from Silverlight 1 to Silverlight 3, it was kind of all Visual Studio for me and a lot of JavaScript back in the version 1 days. But, you know, what happened was at Mix, when they released Blend, I know I hadn't really been paying attention. And I saw some of the stuff at the keynote, and then I saw some of the sessions, and I was really blown away how big of a jump they made from Blend 2 to Blend 3. And it really became a powerful tool that I thought, man, we really got to start using this and helping people learn how to use it. So that was when I made the big switch to focus on Blend and kind of that designer space. I went along with it all the way through Blend 4. And after that launch, you know, it was really like, man, I love this stuff. I just want to do this all the time. And so that's when I decided to get out and start doing consulting.
So do you think of yourself more as a designer or more of a developer?
That's a great question. I would say I slant more towards development, but I love design as well. So, yeah. I mean, you could say developer. My favorite thing is this in-between spot where, you know, I like to work with designers and say, just go crazy, you know, design your heart out, make something awesome that you don't think you is possible, you know, like just go nuts. And then on the development side, I like to say, you know, I'll work with your back-end code, I'll get the services, I'll do all the data binding, get it all set up. Don't worry about the UI, just provide the services that we need. You know, so I really like to fill into that space. So, you know, you have to have skills on both, I think. But that's what I enjoy.
That's great. And personally, I'm in the same boat. I mean, I came out of the developer space, but I just fell in love with Blend more than design. I mean, I love the tool more than the task. But it really made me appreciate the task and give significant effort to making that part of my skill set, you know, something that before I might not have taken the time to do. Did you feel any kind of a learning curve or what, you know, how would you describe that process of going from being Visual Studio centric to, you know, to using Blend and Visual Studio all the time?
Well, I would say to answer this, I want to go a little back into my history where I started doing this kind of stuff, this more kind of interactive design. I started with Flash. So, you know, especially when I started with Flash, it was much older. So it was a lot of kind of drag and drop design surface stuff, and you didn't have access to the underpinnings of the application. So then when I saw something like WPF, I was stunned because I was like, wow, this is a really dynamic vector-based UI, but there's XAML underneath. So appealing to both sides, I can do these designs, but if I want to fine-tune stuff, I actually can, you know, touch and change the bits underneath. So then, you know, going from like Notepad for WP or Avalon, and then Visual Studio came out, and the designer was kind of like a nice preview, which was great. But then moving to Blend, I would say the first thing to get over was the hump of, okay, this is a WYSIWYG editor, and I'm going to trust it. You know, I'm going to trust the XAML that it outputs. And, you know, with version 3, it was pretty good, but version 4, they really cleaned up the XAML output a lot. So that became, you know, a great kind of thing to just say, I love the XAML outputs. This is a great tool. But then the other part was really, you know, not just trusting the WYSIWYG, but it was also learning how to use the design time tools to their fullest extent. So, you know, I had the advantage of knowing the framework before I started using Blend, and it was really kind of putting it into a different mindset of, you know, design time data is a great tool to really get a handle on, as an example. But even that, just some of the editors and some of the things that Blend does really well, like editing a control template or previewing states. I know that's stuff that you've talked about personally already. But yeah, I think that was it, really learning how to leverage Blend.
Great. You mentioned the XAML, the quality of the XAML, and I've always been fairly impressed at how good it was, and I'd have to agree, and really in 4, it went from being good and clean to really being pristine. You know, it's really a good way if you're trying to learn XAML to play around with Blend and then see what it produces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I know I catch myself doing that a lot, you know, like have Blend open in split mode, and I'll just watch the XAML that it outputs, because I'm still double-checking, you know.
Trust but verify.
Yeah, I trust it, but I still like to know. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's a valuable skill. I wouldn't, as much as I sort of poo-poo XAML personally, only because I'm too lazy and I don't want to edit it. You know, and that's why I like Blend so much. But it's still an essential skill. You've got to understand the underlying XAML. So I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea there. So, what would you consider your favorite feature of Blend then?
My favorite feature?
If you have one. You can just say, I love Blend, and we'll move on.
Oh, that's not very interesting. All right, come up with something. Come on. I would say... you know, I'm going to say two. I'm going to say the most useful feature that I've found recently is creating some really well-shaped design time data. So you can do a lot of your work without hitting F5, which is great when you're working with more complex applications, of course. You know, there's like one that I'm working on right now where you have to sign in every time it has to connect to the servers at runtime, and, you know, the design time data really helps me from just debugging what my, you know, debugging the output. So I think design time data is like the most functional, and it's not like as sexy as saying something like, I really like the new FXG import feature. So that's what that's kind of the big finale for the session today is this FXG import. I love the concept of it. I haven't quite used it like really hardcore in a production app, but I think it's still new, along with the FXG format itself. But I love the kind of things that the Blend team is doing like that. Like they're making tasks of, let me work in the tools that I'm used to for doing illustrations or graphics, but then, give me a great hook to get that into a real working application. So I think that stuff is awesome. So that's the most like kind of exciting feature, but I'm not using it a ton yet in live applications.
Well, I'm really interested in the stuff you're talking about with design time data, or sample data rather. Well, design time, sample, that whole field. You know, and since you're going to talk about the sexier graphic stuff today, maybe we can convince you to come back sometime and we'll dig a little deeper into design time data, because there's a couple different ways to approach that. So I'd love to see some of the more in-depth stuff that you're talking about. So
yeah, that's a whole talk in itself. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. So folks, I'll twist Adam's arm to get him to come back and tell us about that sometime. So, all right. So do you have any projects, any books that you're working on, websites that you want to plug, anything like that you want to get out there and into the world?
You know, we're working on a couple big projects. I should say, I didn't mention it yet, but I work a lot with Pixel Lab. Robbie Ingebretson, I'm sure you've heard of his name.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main crew that I work with. We're working on some big projects right now, which I'm excited to talk about when we can. But I think our last one, which is actually up for a 90 award. You know Channel 9?
Yes.
Yes. So we were nominated for like best web design for the Agent 8 Ball project, which was an HTML5 billiards game. So if some of the listeners could go vote for us, so we could win the prestigious 90 award. You know, only if you like the website, of course.
If you email me the link, I'll send it out to the group.
Okay. So. Otherwise, you know, the fun thing about looking at that project is that we built it for the IE9 beta launch, but it was a real test as far as, like, what type of interactivity and graphic resolution you could get with an HTML5 game. So this is a pretty good experiment.
Great. Yeah, I played around with it a little bit. So it was very, very interesting stuff, especially to know that, like you said, it's all, you know, it's HTML. So fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, so what is your favorite non-blend, non-Silverlight, non-WPF tech going on out there right now? What's the coolest thing in Adam's wish box?
Well, I would say I'm excited about HTML5 stuff because when I open up like my iPad, it works. It's very exciting. You know, one of the things that I just started using this week, so yeah, very new, is the Easel.js framework. It's something from Grant Skinner's team, and it's really neat because what they've done is they've taken kind of the Flash API of display objects and sprites, and they've applied that to HTML Canvas, or Canvas, the drawing API. And what I've done is, you know, playing with it, it actually provides a good mix of the immediate mode of Canvas, where, you know, it's like draw to frame, like X and A stuff, as well as the retained mode of something like WPF and Silverlight, where you can actually create these objects, and the stage is an object that you add. It's kind of like the big container, and once you add, like, say, a star to that, then the stage will alert the star and say, hey, it's time to draw. And then the star manages its own drawing. But you, as the, you know, coder, you just create a new star, and then it'll sit there and draw itself over and over. Even if you rotate it or something, those are all properties exposed. So there's like rotation and opacity. But it's kind of doing that retain mode part where it's keeping itself alive. It's called Easel.js. And they just really, it's funny, I started on Monday, and they just released an update on Tuesday. So thanks to the team for the quick turnaround. So, yeah.
All right. And then the last question is Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Our listeners want to know.
Do they? Is this? I don't see it in Q&A. That's a hard one. I'm sure... That's a common question for most presentations. I'm just stalling now as I'm trying to think of the merits between the two. Oh, here's a question. Is it a... No? Okay.
See, someone's asking. They want
to...
All right, folks, stop asking. We got it.
Okay, yes. You're serious. All right. The answer is... I'm going to say Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay.
Yep.
Oh. All right. Super. Well, with that...